So I think I'm going to prepare for a half marathon. I saw there's one in Dallas coming up. So I thought I'd start running tomorrow. Do a lot of stretching. Should be okay. Did I mention that the half marathon is on Thanksgiving Day of 2021? I mean, how much can you really get ready in a week, right? Well, what if you had even less notice to prepare for something even more important, like Jesus coming back? Our feast day assures us that it will happen. And our scripture, with statements like the second reading from Revelation, "Behold, he is coming amid the clouds." But when? And why? And what to do about it? Well, it's worth understanding what our faith teaches us about the second coming of Christ, because there's a lot at stake. So first, let's clarify. The first coming of Christ refers to when he became a man. Born in Bethlehem, grew up in Nazareth, died in Jerusalem. That's the first coming. The second coming of Christ is when he will return at the end of time. That's when all the dead will rise. That's when the final judgment will happen. That's when Christ will definitively triumph over evil. So do you want to put that on your calendar? It's pretty important. But that's the catch. What date would you mark? That's what we heard last Sunday. Jesus said, "No one knows the day or the hour, except the Father, not the angels, and not even the Son, only the Father." But there is one indication that the second coming of Jesus is approaching. But I'm not sure you want to hear it. In fact, when I read it in the Catechism, I thought, is this right? Paragraph 675 says, "Before Christ's second coming, the church must pass through a final trial that will shake the faith of many believers." It goes on to say that it will involve a religious deception, offering men an apparent solution to their problems at the price of apostasy from the truth. I don't know exactly what that means, honestly, but it seems to indicate that some will be convinced of something that will make everything better, but will involve turning away from what we know is true, what we know is right. I warned you that you may not want to hear it. Who's ready for a final trial that will shake the faith of many believers? Will it last a day? Will it last 100 years? Some say it's already started. And why a religious deception? I don't know. So, of course, Jesus tells us to stay awake, be ready. But how do you prepare for something that you don't know when it's coming? Is that like putting up your Christmas lights in October because it might be the last 70-degree day? Or what do I have left? Huh? Then again, what does it mean to prepare at all for a final trial or an unexpected end? Well, it seems to me that the solution comes from realizing that the more I live with consistency, the less I need to live with urgency. Let me say that again. The more that I live with consistency, the less I need to live with urgency. So if I know that my dental check is next week, I'm not sure that flossing 40 times between now and then will make up for the months of not flossing before. I'm not really going to Dallas this week, but if I wanted to cross the finish line at that Thanksgiving Day half marathon, a pattern of running the last several months is more important than a burst of running the next 3 days. Do you want to be ready for the second coming of Jesus? So you don't have to do 52 hours of adoration in Advent. Do 1 hour of adoration every week. You don't have to give 70% of your earnings back to God before the end of the calendar year. Well, give 7% at the end of every month. You don't have to stay up till midnight praying all the rosaries that you hadn't prayed before. Just begin by praying something each night, by yourself or with someone else, and then go from there. Now, don't get me wrong, there can be a sense of urgency. If I'm stuck in an addiction to alcohol, or pornography, marijuana, gambling, or if I've committed a serious sin and never confessed it. After all, how can I be ready for a final trial if I'm not facing the one in front of me right now? So call me naive, but I don't think that the second coming of Christ will happen in my lifetime. Then again, I have absolutely no reasonable basis to make that statement. Besides, when the end of my life comes, it will be as if the second coming has arrived, because I'll have no more opportunity to prepare. So rather than cram it all in, why not balance it out? The more I live with consistency, the less I need to live with urgency. So when Christ comes again, it won't be a source of worry, but a reason for joy.